I'm very pleased to welcome back an old friend who's probably the best known and most respected banjo player around the world. He has with him a host of friends who I'm sure he'll introduce to you. With no further ado, could you please make them welcome? The Bill Keith Band.
Retrospective we got here, and start things off with a right down the middle of the road bluegrass classic from back in the early 60s, Shenandoah Valley Breakdown. You broke a string on the very first number, if not the first one. Is that feedback that's occurring at some point, or is that a... Remember that one about the rain, it's cold and slowly falling?
Tonight I'm sad, my heart is weary. That old rain is going slow falling upon my window pane. And though your love's even colder, I wonder where you are. Your heart was cold, you never loved me, although you often said you cared. But now you've gone and found a new love, someone who knows love will share. That old rain is cold and slowly falling upon my window pane tonight. And though your love's even cold, I wonder where you are.
Tried to smile with all my might, but you could see the pain within me, and it lingers in my heart tonight. That old rain is cold and slowly falling upon my window pane tonight. And though your love's even colder, I wonder where you are tonight.
Opportunity while Gordon's getting another wire to mention everybody's names. And there on the fiddle, my old friend Larry Packer. And with a bass guitar, electric style. Eclectic, Mr. Eclectic himself, Roger Mason. Roger and I toured in Italy a couple of times last year. It was a lot of fun. And Roger's great on the road. I'm on the road. And the young gentleman next to Roger, you may have recognized because he lives not too far from here. Mr. Chris Lee. Yeah. I suspect that some of the family came by. And then
directly behind
me. Friend who worked in the Woodstock Mountains Review some and also toured in England with Jim Rooney and myself. That's Mr. Gordon Titcomb. And
I think
think we all know who this fella is here.
I'm not Frank Zappa. Anyway, we'd like to do a tune that was written by David Grisman. That's dedicated to the Campbell's Soup Company. They have 57 varieties of soup, and as it turns out, the same letters that are used to spell soup also spell opus. This is opus 57. Has been recorded several times. It's on that Mule Skinner album, and David also recorded it again, more recently with the quintet. And then it was also on an Early Dog album, which is a nice little collection of tapes that were made back in the 60s somewhere. Let's have a free-for-all on some fiddle tunes. Speaking of the early 60s. Well, these are all golden oldies. They're golden at any age. Let's try the Devil's Nightmare and a few of those other things.
Thank you.
Tune that's become a bluegrass favorite in the last few years. And it asks that old question, the rhetorical question, why, oh, did I ever leave Ohio? Another way of putting it is, how are you going to keep them down on the farm after they've seen the farm? Or another way of saying this is, see, this is a terrible story. This guy, he was born on the farm, and of course he didn't realize how nice it was out there, and he went to the city looking for work, and he worked a long, long time, and then he came back out and to the country because he was just frazzled, and with all the money that he earned, he bought the old place that he was born in, but it was a wreck, you see. And he asked himself this question. Why did he leave his plow in the field? So, here we go. It was still in the field, you see. It's very rusty. He said, I should have put it in the barn before I went to the country, went to the city and looked for work. So, two, three.
In Hollow, where I was born, where cool fall nights make the wood smoke rise and the fox hunter blows his horn. I fell in love with a girl from the town. I thought that she would be true. I ran away to Charlottesville and worked in a sawmill. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town? There is
geese fly south in the cold wind moaning as I stand here hang my head. I've lost my love, I've lost my heart, and now I wish I was dead. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in town?
This is just a little frivolous tune that I was putting together one day. I was practicing something, and all of a sudden I realized that it was no longer something that I a scale, it was a tune. So I always wanted to play something in E flat, so here it is. A little bit of the Clinging Vine. Thank you. This is another tune called Beating Around the Bush. It's sort of a ragtime bluegrass extravaganza, a chord every beat or something like that. Two. And as they say in England, a bird in the hand is better than beating around the bush.
Lounge. Where are you from? How many from Hoboken here tonight? How about you from Hoboken? A little tune call, we did it our way.
We better just pick one out and wind our way. That, here's a tune that Don Reno used to play a lot of. The Dixie Breakdown, it's called. Dixie Hoedown, well, that's another tune. In fact, we like Dixie and both of them in G, and you can even get them mixed up if you're not even half right. Anyway, the Dixie Hoedown is a tune that was written by, as far as I know, Jesse McReynolds. And this is the Dixie Hoedown, not to be confused with the Dixie Breakdown.
very much. See you after a few minutes.